Hey, everybody, this is Naptime Nick Heron-Webb. You're listening to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast. We are featuring the AFC.
Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
We're back again.
Yes. And a return guest as well. We have in studio Nick Naptime Heron-Webb.
That's right. Yeah. Just nap time. Just nap time, Nick, you know,
the with nap time. AFC, you know. And now in different form.
That's
instead
right.
Of in
That's
the right. cage, you're out of the cage now.
That's right. I'm running the cage now. Yeah.
Running the cage.
Last time we had you, you were actually a fighter, now owner of AFC. Yep. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And Misty.
It's been great. We've had a lot of great fights so far. We're looking forward. There's a lot of fighters looking forward to this winter. Yeah. We're having a good time with it.
Yeah. We're back in the new season now, going 12 fights a year. Mm-hmm. The UFC fight pass got extended, and now 12 months a year, we're going to have AFC here.
Year-round fights. Yep.
Oh, it's awesome. The excitement is going great. We're in the new season now. And like you touched on, a lot of great fights so far, a lot of really good matchups.
I was just going to say that, you know, because last year was my first year here, and you know, I saw a few of the fights, but this year I really feel that there's been a change in the matchups, and you know, there's been some really good quality fighting. It's a good time.
Yeah, I think I've got a little bit of a eye for, you know, matchmaking and putting fighters together. You know, I've mm-hmm. been around it for a long time. You know, I've been fighting for 11 years, so it's just kind of second nature to me at this point. Just knowing how people can fight against each other and what would look good for the fans and spectator, you know, kind of aspect of it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And mm-hmm. and bringing you in today, we certainly want to talk about AFC 154 tomorrow night here at the arena, mm-hmm. Wednesday, November 20th. It's going to be a tournament. Yep. So if you want to talk about that, we've gotten a lot of calls and a lot of questions about this, a lot of intrigue in it. And the way you described
it,
I'm curious too. Yeah. And it sounds really interesting. So I'll let you take over that one and talk about tomorrow.
AFC 154 is going to be highlighted by a 4-man tournament. It's going to be a double elimination tournament with the winner getting $2,000 and the runner-up getting $1,000. So this is big money that these guys are fighting for. They're going to go in there and they're going to fight, and they're going to have to go back to the locker room and get ready to go back out there again with a relative short time of kind of rest, recovery, ice, anything that's injured before they jump back in there. You know, boxers will get knocked down and then have to get right back up and start fighting again. It's almost a similar pace where somebody could choke somebody out real quick, head to the back, get to the bathroom, do whatever they got to do, drink, you know, and they get prepared to be back out there. We'll have the same intermission to give them a little bit of time in between their tournament matchups, as well as other filler fights in between the card. So it's going to be a great night of fights. These guys are all excited and hungry for that prize money. The winner has the potential. Well, the winner will be fighting 3 times in that night.
Oh,
so
man.
It's going to be a great night, a fun, very fun night, very cool spectacle. The last time we did a tournament, I actually fought in it and won. So it's going to be
humble brag.
a little bit.
You know the grind that it takes.
It's going to be a lot of fun for these fighters. They're going to remember this night for the rest of their lives.
And if anybody hasn't checked it out, highly recommend. This is going to be the fight that you want to check out and get introduced to this. Anybody who has come before is in for a real treat, and this is going to be an exciting night. I'm excited for this. When I saw the tournament on there, I was like,
I know,
holy cow, this is something new and different.
Tickets still available at alaskafighting.com. Also, first fight starts at 7. So it'll be a good few hours of some good competition.
That's right. People getting punched, people getting choked, you know. If you enjoy that, come down to the fights. You know, we have a good time there.
Yeah, and like Nick said too, it's a full night of fights. It's not just a tournament. There are some filler fights. There's some middleweight fights in there as well. A couple guys that are going to be fighting in there. So you're going to have a full night of fights. And like you touched on too, at the end of the night, somebody's going to be fighting at least 3 times.
Yep.
Is this the first time you guys have done something like this?
This will be our first tournament for me owning the AFC.
Okay.
This will be our first tournament. This is something that we want to do more often because mm-hmm. we do have a lot of title fights that we need to put together and have belt fights. And I think that, you know, we have so much competition and competitive fighters in Alaska that we have the capability of doing these kind mm-hmm. of tournaments. And it makes, you know, it makes it for a really fun night to go out and watch these guys that are high level competitors go out there and fight 2-3 times a night and show what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, with the dedication that they, you know, put in the gym to try to get that big cash bonus or the title, whatever it is, you know, these guys are driven to go out there and do do well, fight well.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these fights going to be set up 3 5-minute rounds like a normal fight, or is there any changes?
The first fights will be 3 5-minute rounds, and then the final fight will be, the first fights will be 3 threes, and then the final fight will be 3 5-minute rounds. Yep.
Wow. Yep. This is going to be exciting.
I don't know.
November 20th, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
AFC 154 at the Alaska Airlines Center. Or if you're going to listen tonight.
Yeah. If you're listening ahead of the fight to amp yourself up. Heck yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's different kind of content that comes into the building. And, you know, so typically, especially the last couple of weeks, we've just been all sports all the time with UAA, different kind of tournaments. So, you know, now that winter's hit and people are kind of looking for stuff to do, you know, AFC's tournament style is something new that's going to come to the arena. So I'm certainly excited. And I definitely think there's been a lot of good buzz about it. And I'm excited to see what comes in.
Yeah. It's going to be a great night. I'm excited to sit cage side and watch it unfold.
And you touched on a little bit there too about some of the title fights. How often do those title fights come around for the different divisions?
We'll be making sure that this season we'll be having a couple different title fights. We're going to be pushing these title holders to fight more often and make sure that they are defending those titles. So that is something that we're going to be bringing back, is making these guys defend their title at least once a year, if not more. So,
yeah, that's great. That's always a fun night too, when you have a belt on the line.
Something on the line. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
The crowd certainly gets behind those ones, and the energy is electric on those nights.
I like it when the crowds get into them, you know, they're like, yeah, go. And you're just kind of, I don't know. Cause I sit cage side also while the guys are doing the UFC live and doing the radio show. And you know, when you can hear them in the back, and I'll turn around and I'll see them, people are just like fists up. They're like, yeah, go. And you're like, all right, like, sick.
Yeah.
It's always nice and easy to cheer for somebody else to get punched in the face.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope that if I was in the cage, then people would cheer for me too.
Because
I would need it. Yep. I would be like I said earlier, if I like stub my toe, I'm crying for a year.
Yep. We'll keep you out of the cage for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of these fighters really carry a fan base with them. I mean, some of these, you know, come out in the masses, and especially in the gyms too, you know, you get a lot of loyalty and support by the several different gyms in town too. And they come out and cheer on and take care of their people. Is this tournament set up where there are people from different training, gyms or are people going to be fighting from the same gym?
Each of the guys are from separate locations, trained to separate locations. So they will have their fan bases all kind of being able to cheer them on separately. You know, there's going to be guys from local Anchorage. We've got a guy from Ketchikan. We've got guys from the Valley. So it's going to be a great night of fights with people from all over Alaska being able to come in and cheer for these guys to fight and compete and represent their area of Alaska, you know.
Yeah, that'll be
their
good.
Little hub.
Yeah, and a lot of these names we've seen before at some of this fight. So certainly people are going to recognize a lot of the names that are out here fighting tomorrow night.
It's crazy, you know, once a month they come in here and, you know, they either come in here and support, because I've seen a lot of the fighters do that for their, you know, fellow guys that are training in the gym, or they're just in here fighting themselves. And it's like, what's up? You again. Here we go. Let's do this.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're good guys too. You know, we had Jason Flowers in here too, and he was talking about the kind of dedication that it takes, like, you know, not only just physically what your body has to go through, but mentally as well, you know, getting hit and being able to just get in that mindset. So I can't imagine what this tournament, what that kind of training takes, where it's like, all right, I did this once and now I won. Yay for me. But now I might have to do this again and again times two. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see.
It'll be fun. Definitely. It's a beast. Yeah. The tournaments are always competitive. No matter what kind of tournament you're in, it just steps up your game. You know, you have to be that much better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just keep going. And so this being a double elimination, it's going to make these guys get even hungry. If they lose their first fight, they're going to have to come back hard, and that's going to have the potential for somebody to come back and win it.
Mm-hmm. Was this something that was brought up by UFC as well, or do you guys have to get that approved through them? Like, hey, this is what we're doing for this 154. Or they're just like, yeah, you go.
Nope. Yeah. They give us free reign. They want good fights, and that's what we've been putting together for them.
Absolutely.
Now, in the one tomorrow with AFC 154, how's it going to work with the UFC Fight Pass? Does it come in still at a certain time?
Yeah, it'll still be at 8:00. Yep.
But we certainly encourage anybody to come down, see it live in person. You don't want to miss any bit of the fight. So starting out with the first fight is going to be a consolation into that tournament. So don't sit back. If you aren't able to make it, of course, you can turn into the UFC Fight Pass and certainly encourage that as well. But you want to see this one live. You want to get down here and see it and be part of it. It's going to be an exciting night.
So who fights first? It's Ethan and Tyson?
Well, the fights we'll have the bracket finished up and put together on the website so people can look at that.
Okay, perfect.
But it's going to be a great fight, and you don't want to miss the first couple fights because that's going to be the pace for the tournament. 7 o'clock when the fights start, you know, we're going to have the tournament going, and these guys are going to be getting set up and going through the brackets. So, you don't want to miss the first fight. Be there at 6 when the doors open and get your seats and popcorn and beer and whatever you got to do to watch these fights.
Absolutely. Heck yeah.
And we talked a little bit offline before we jumped on the podcast here, but we talked about how there's still interest from all over the country, all over the world, really, not only for the UFC Fight Pass, but for AFC in particular. And you have people reaching out from all over trying to hop on a fight card and come up here. And that is certainly kudos to you guys and the brand that you guys have done, and such a well-known fight organization to be recognized nationally, and that these fighters want to come up here and participate.
Yeah, the AFC is a great venue. It's a great place. It's a great promotion, and it's a great place to get experience and exposure out there. With the UFC Fight Pass, with the amount of following that we have through our Facebook Live fights, through everything, these guys want to get on the fights and fight for the Alaska Fighting Championship. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal to be up here fighting. We've had special attention when Dana White come up here, and that's what brought the whole UFC Fight Pass together. And so it's going to be a great thing. You can always tune into our fights on the Fight Pass. These guys see it and they know it, and they reach out to us all the time wanting to come up and fight. It's been a really cool experience to be part of that side of things.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, fighters like Jared Cannonier, and, you know, having a name like that come up through Alaska and through AFC and still having a lot of connection to that really helps give a lot of credibility to AFC and gives a lot of credibility both, you know, just to your guys' organization and to the venue that you guys have been fighting into. So yeah, I think a tournament like this is definitely needed, especially in winter.
Winter is coming. It's here. Yeah. We're bringing fighters. Fighters are excited to get in this winter. There's been a lot of guys saying that they're ready. So December, January, February, we're going to have a lot of great fights.
Yeah.
This one's going to be awesome. We're going to be starting off the winter with a tournament, and it's going to just keep getting bigger and better.
That's great.
We're excited. And like Kate said too, you know, people like Jared have come up here and been a surprise guest. Do you have any more surprise guests line up this season?
We will definitely have some surprise guests coming. I will let you guys know more. Maybe we can do another podcast, another episode about
it. We're ready for it.
Yeah. It's going to be an exciting winter for sure.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to see. Just the other event, you had Afro Man, the musician here, and that was great. He was getting the crowd excited.
Cool. I couldn't believe that he was here, actually.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, look at that.
Yep. Yeah, we'll have a lot of guests kind of pop in throughout the year. I think we'll be continuing to do something like that, bring something else special to the AFC, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. It's always a good event. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, there's still time. There's tickets available, but AFC 154, November 20th, depending on whether you're listening tonight or tomorrow.
Yep.
It's Wednesday, November 20th. So come on out to the Alaska Airlines Center, AFC 154, a tournament for this one. It's going to be exciting. We can't wait for it to be here.
Yes, we're V excited, as the kids say, because we're too lazy to say very. Hashtag.
I don't know what you're saying. I'm too old, I guess.
I'm the same way.
You have a tiny human. And you do too.
Yeah. Friend. So I'll learn all the lingo here soon. And
yes.
Yeah. Very good. Well, nap time, Nick, Heron Webb, thank you so much for again being here. We always appreciate you coming by.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. It's awesome. I love chatting with you guys, and I'll definitely be back for some more.
Great.
All right.
We'll see you then. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time for another exciting episode on the Alaska Airlines Center podcast. Follow us on social or just come by and say hi.
That too. That works.
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed this episode and want more exclusive behind the scenes interviews and takes, listen to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
We out.